Jesse Armstrong. This is WMAP, the world's most amazing people.
Host Casey Armstrong has a really good heart, and I think he actually really cares what the people have to say. And I think that the idea has been great, and all these people have the opportunity to really share their stories and get their words out. I love WMAP because I hear stories that inspire me.
I happen to be a belief that everyone, doesn't matter what it is, it's how you look at it. This is WMAP, the world's most amazing people. All right, guys, WMAP, world's most amazing people, and I hope you guys are hearing me better now. We had a little technical thing going on, but I'm about to have Yvonne Lacey on, and it's my honor and privilege to bring her on. Yvonne, are you around?
I am here.
Okay, can you hear me okay?
I can hear you.
All right, it's all worked out. And, you know, and this is perfect because you talk about the stresses that happen during the holidays.
Oh, yes.
tell me about the stresses in the holidays, not just with your board op, but with things that happen during the holidays, because you wrote this book, which we'll get into. But tell me about the stress in the holidays.
Well, as everybody knows, when that time of year comes along, there's just not enough time to get it all done. And I think people really, really stress out during the holidays and have a hard time enjoying them because there is so much to do. So you feel it in the way people treat each other. You feel it in traffic. You feel it in the stores. And I think through the years, it's gotten progressively tougher to enjoy the holidays.
And in your book, that you say that we should take back our holidays, because that's the name of the book is Taking Back Your Holidays. It's a whimsical guide to a lighter, brighter Christmas. What do you mean by taking back the holidays?
Well, it's a good point. I think through the years we've sort of lost them, whether it's to commercialism, whether it's to too much to do, whether it's all about that, you know, instant gratification, you know, with everything that we have, right? We can order things up and they're there the same day or the next day. And it puts more pressure on us, right, to get more and more done. And I think, you know, so many people, especially busy moms and working moms and women, we just try to do too much, you know, guys too. And at some point, we have to take back our holiday and own it for what it was supposed to be. You know, that joy and that wonder and that childlike quality of it that we lose as we get older. So my message was, it's time to take back our holidays.
Well, you know, if you look back on your career, you have had such success. I mean, you at the top of your game. First of all, you have a master's in science from Syracuse, right?
Correct.
And then you went to UCLA, and you graduated from there. And from there, you went into broadcasting, and you pretty much know more than, you know, anybody on my staff, or me included. I mean, you've been doing this for years. I mean, tell me about your career up until this point.
Yeah, I think I sort of fell into marketing and advertising and in the broadcast world. I was actually wanted to be a teacher when I grew up. That was really what I wanted to do. And at the point of time when I was off to go to a foreign country to teach, there were some issues that happened, and I won't date myself, but I couldn't go. The dossier was like, nope, you got to stay here. It's not safe for you to go. So I looked around for something else I could do, and I've always loved radio, audio, and broadcasting, and got into advertising that way. Worked at probably the highlight is working at Fox. I worked at Fox Television nationally for a long time, promoting all of the shows as a media director there, and just really used radio and audio to promote shows and to promote the network when there were only three, if you remember those days, right?
I do. And Yvonne, you know what's so cool is that I know that, you know, you're totally into the holidays, and the book is, you know, it's just a blessing because this is what we really need to know around the holidays. It shouldn't be taken so seriously. There shouldn't be so much stress. Is the holiday so close to you because you actually were born on December 25th?
Yeah, there's a lot of reasons. I think there's some spiritual guidance working here to help me to finally do this book and to do what I do, because I was born on Christmas Day, and you're absolutely right. People take the holidays, you know, they should take them to heart. And there is sort of a serious part of it for those of us who practice, you know, more of the religious side. There's some of us that practice it more of in the secular or fun side. And it should be whimsical, though. It should be lighthearted. It should be the way that it was when we were kids. And I struggled with it because as we got older, most of my friends would lose that magical feeling. And here I was excited about it because it is my birthday and it is, you know, someone else's birthday, which is pretty important. But it's all, you know, but it's also such a beautiful time of year. And when people were angry, where I would hear friends say, oh, I can't stand this time of year. And I would say, excuse me?
Yeah.
And they'd say, it's just too much. There's too much to do. I can't wait till it's over. It's just too stressful, and I don't celebrate it anymore. And I'm like, wow, I got to do something about that.
Right. And
that's my mission.
And that's what that's why you wrote this book, which is so great because it really does put it in perspective. I mean, you know, this is supposed to be a happy time, right?
Right. And so many traditions that we do that people get stressed out about. You know, every year that I have this laundry list of all these things I have to do. And half of them, people don't even know why they do them. You know, it may have been because they did it when they were little, or maybe because they thought that's what you're supposed to do. So the book is there in a light, whimsical way to sort of show people, why do we kiss under mistletoe? You know, why do we hang a wreath on the door? And what are some of these, you know, common traditions that we do that we stress out about? Which one should be meaningful to the family or to the person who's celebrating this time of year?
Mm-hmm. Guys, if you're just tuning in right now, I'm speaking with the great Yvonne Lacey, and Yvonne came up with this book, and it's called Taking Back Your Holidays, A Whimsical Guide to a Lighter, Brighter Christmas. And you can get that if you go to the website, which is drchristmas.com, drxmas.com. And you also do these really cool spots, which I'm going to be playing throughout the day, because you give these little tidbits and these little tips and stuff like that. How did you come up with that? That was very clever.
Oh, thanks. Well, you know what? One of the things that people were telling me as I was blogging and trying to write the book, starting off with it, was that it was too hard. There was too much to do around Christmas time because people tried to make it perfect, right? We have these Norman Rockwell thoughts in our minds about mm-hmm. everything, whether mm-hmm. it's the food and the decorations, and sure, Christmas should be a time of abundance, right? There's a lot going on, but people are so busy now, they're looking for tips and tricks in any way to still have that beautiful feeling without all the work. You know, not all of us are Martha Stewart. I love her, but I can't be Martha Stewart. I'm too busy, and I'm not that cool. So, not that clever. So I thought of all these, you know, tips and tricks, and some of them are a little obvious. Some of them are reminders of things that we already know, and that's really my message, is reminding people to give themselves permission to enjoy the holidays. And to you know, there are little tricks of maybe doing less is actually doing more. And having more free time in order to do those things every year that you miss. I bet there's a million things that you think of during the holiday season that you would like to do or that you want to do that just, it doesn't happen.
Yeah. No, you're 100% right. I mean, look, my mom is my best friend, and I can remember her just being so stressed out, being like, look, I'm just not prepared. I can't give these presents to people. And Yvonne, that's not what it's supposed to be like.
Right.
I mean, is that what is that's kind of why you wrote this book? It's supposed to be happy.
Exactly. And there's a lot of other ways to give that we sometimes forget about. You know, ways to give and to give gifts in a way that's much more heartfelt, that's much more meaningful. And, you know, it really just matters if it comes from the heart. And my big tip to people is to really think about the person that you're going to give a gift to. And it becomes so much easier to give them something that's heartfelt and meaningful, no matter what the cost. You certainly don't have to spend a lot of money. So I give a lot of tips and tricks in the book as well to do that.
What about the Secret Santa? Is that become, you know, something that we do? It's like a drudgery or something like that? Or can that actually be fun or show somebody that you care?
It can be a ton of fun. I think the beginnings of Secret Santa was all about, you know, surprise, right? And mm-hmm. and bringing back that excitement when you were a little kid, you know, looking out and seeing, did Santa eat the cookies? Did he leave gifts? It's just mm-hmm. such a, I mean, it was the excitement and the anticipation the night before when you were doing, supposed to be, you know, dreaming of sugar plums dancing in your head and you were up all night is until you were exhausted and fell asleep, is what I'm trying to bring back. So Secret Santa is kind of like that. You don't know what you're going to get. You don't know who's giving you these things, but it's all about communication. So whatever the goal is for Secret Santa, whether it's with the family or it's at the office or it's with your, you know, your book club, whoever's doing, you know, your girlfriends, you know, guy friends, whoever's, you know, creating the Secret Santa, you have to communicate, right? You have to make sure that in the beginning, everybody knows, you know, is there a limit to how much you're going to spend? Is there a theme that you can use around, you know, what these gifts are? And once you break that down, then everybody's on the same playing field and you enjoy yourself. And in order, you can pick names out of a hat. You can even use, there's apps now that will, you put everybody's name in it and it'll randomly choose who has who. So nobody needs to know who mm-hmm. has, you know, that was a big thing, who uncovers who has who, right?
Right. Yeah.
So I mean, it can be a lot of fun. It just needs to be organized and communication has to happen so gotcha. That everybody feels comfortable.
Gotcha. Again, guys, I'm speaking with Yvonne Lacey, and Yvonne Lacey came up with this awesome book for the holidays. It's Taking Back Your Holidays, a whimsical guide to a lighter, brighter Christmas. You can get it at the website, which is drxmas.com, which is DRXMAS, or just go to amazon.com.
There you go. Easy peasy. It's on amazon.com, and it did really well. It's trending really well. I'm really excited. It is number one in 14 categories.
Nice. That is awesome. And look, here's the thing, Yvonne, you came up with a very successful book, and obviously it's touching a lot of people and helping a lot of people. But I asked this to a lot of authors, and yeah, you know, when an author comes out with a book, they either want to teach, show, or get an idea across or a feeling or something like that.
Right.
And they want maybe people to learn something. But in fact, what happens sometimes is that the author is the one that learns something new or is moved in a different way. Did you learn something about yourself when you came out with this book?
Oh, my gosh. You know, it's such a great question, Casey. I absolutely did. You know, one of the struggles with writing this book, I mean, I've been trying to write this thing for, I'd say, a good 8 years.
Wow.
And all those people out there that are writers at heart and want to be authors, you know, I feel your pain because sometimes it's just hard to find the time and words to get it out and to just do it, make it happen. So I experienced quite a loss. I lost my mother suddenly last year around this time, right before the holidays. And I think that triggered a lot of poignant feelings in me about, wow, life is short and things can change on a moment's notice.
Right.
And it was important to me to finally get this done. So the book is dedicated to my mom, who absolutely adored the holidays. She was a Christmas nut. And I think she was so thrilled to have a baby born on Christmas Day. I don't know.
That's incredible.
She planned that perfectly.
Yeah.
So it hit home and I just learned that big, just that big lesson of you got to do while it's a passion and it's in your heart, and to make it happen, however it takes, you know, mm-hmm. whatever it takes.
Yeah.
So that was my promise to her, to get it done and to dedicate the book to her. And I do talk about in the book how tough it is sometimes to lose someone around the holidays and to still celebrate in the ways that we can do that.
Hey, Yvonne, I hope I'm not being too personal here, but I know a lot of people listening are going through the same thing because it just happens that way. I mean, that's happened to me too. And when you get together for that party that you're used to with the family, you know, grandpa's in that seat and mom's in that seat. And the next year you're looking at a seat, mom's not there or grandpa's not there.
Right.
How do you kind of get everyone, you know, into the season, into the how do you let people know how lucky we are to be with the people that are here, even though aren't there?
That's just awesome question too. There is I think we all struggle with that because we all deal with grief in different ways.
Yeah.
You know, some people it's easier for some people than others to go on, and it's painful. But there's a lot of things that families and friends can do. You might just leave that seat there. You might leave that chair there and pour a glass of champagne. That's what we do in my family. Mm. Even though it's tough and we're crying and we're working through the tears, we pour my mom a glass of champagne because she absolutely loves champagne.
Okay.
And, you know, and okay. and the great part is that we can talk about her, right? So it's not this hidden, you know, pink elephant in the room or this painful thing. I mean, it still hurts, but it's really nice to be able to talk about my mom, especially to her grandkids and her great-grandkids, because they don't have the pleasure of knowing her, you know, more now, or getting to know her as they get older. But I can bring her to them, and my family can talk about her, and the memory lives on. So it's really about, you know, that tale around Christmas time where we talk about, you know, Christmas past or you know, ghosts of the past, right?
Mm-hmm.
You know, ghosts in a good sense. You know, we're not talking evil ghosts here. We're talking about the ghosts and spirits of Christmas past who belong with us in these traditions. They, you know, they brought us up. And it's important to, I think, to talk about them and cherish and honor their memory with others. And again, it's a comfort zone, making sure that the family's feeling good about talking about this person and maybe reliving those traditions that were really important to that person who's no longer there.
I think that's so well said, and that's something that's so important, because a lot of people, when something like happened, especially when it's new, it's kind of something, yeah. Okay, maybe we don't talk about this. But I agree with you. If we talk about it, we celebrate, we use this time to celebrate somebody. Hey, remember when Graham, she got this present of this statue that she
exactly.
hated and she yeah. couldn't stand it. And, you know, rather than just, you know, not talk about it, it seems to me, in my experience, and I think kind of what you were saying is the same thing, is that we want to celebrate these people. We want to talk about them, even though
right.
it might be hard.
Right. It can be super difficult. But I tell you, the more that you do talk about them, and the more you reminisce about their spirit, the more they're in your heart, the more present they are, you know, the more that the other generations learn to appreciate and respect what that person was about. I love having pictures out of her, you know, when she was little, you know, some, our other Christmases, because then you have this connection to who these people are, and their spirit lives on,
mm-hmm.
and it becomes a cherished time rather than a dreaded time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. That's, you know, it's such a refreshing thing to hear right here. Yvonne Lacey, guys, check out the book. Go to Amazon.com or go to drxmas.drchristmas.com. Pick up Taking Back Your Holidays, A Whimsical Guide to a Lighter, Brighter Christmas, written by the one and only Yvonne Lacey. And I think that this is one that everyone should get around this time. And this is nothing but positive messages. And when you read this book, you must have a bunch of smiles, right?
That's the idea. You know, it's really about a read that reminds you of being a kid again, reminds you of the importance of Christmas, even though we all truly know it. We don't practice it as much. And I think especially as things get busier and busier, it's just nice to be able to reflect on something that's light and whimsical. And that's what it really should be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well said. Hey, we're about out of time here, but before I let you go, I do want to ask you one thing. Now, you know, let's put aside, I mean, how successful you are in broadcasting and in everything that you've chosen to do in your career path. But there's a lot of younger people that listen to the program and would love to walk in your shoes just to be successful. Maybe not be, you know, an author that has these huge awards, puts out this amazing book. But in any field, what type of advice would you give to younger people just starting out that want to be as successful as you?
I would say, the old cliche of you follow your passion. You know, I'm sure you've heard, you know, do what you love and you'll never work a day in your life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, those are all beautiful. But it's not that easy. You know, it doesn't just happen overnight. It takes time. It takes patience. And, you know, I don't like to pour millennials or any of those generation codes into one basket. I think across the board, we all tend to be a little less patient in this day and age where everything's instant gratification, right? I mean, everybody can get everything quickly, whether it's you're listening to something, whether you're hungry, it's instant gratification. And I don't think it works that way with work or love. Anything that really matters to you takes time and nurturing. It's a relationship, right? It's a relationship with your job, with yourself, what you want to really grow up to be and do. And I think we need to learn how to be kinder to ourselves and to give ourselves time to explore and to be patient. Wow. I think that's number one.
That is pretty awesome right there. Guys, if you want to hear more, go to the website. Go to drxmas.com. Go to amazon.com. Pick up Taking Back Your Holidays, A Whimsical Guide to a Lighter, Brighter Christmas by Yvonne Lacey. Yvonne, you're definitely one of the world's most amazing people. I can't wait to have you back and tell everybody what you're up to. So
thanks, Casey.
Thank
and just to
so
let
much.
People know, today until the 5th, the book is... the ebook is free. We're doing a fun promotion, so you can pick up a copy free and download it to your tablet or your phone. Just go to Amazon.com and check out Buy the Book with an ebook, and you'll get it for free.
Awesome. I will talk to you soon. Thanks, Yvonne.
All right. Thanks, Casey.